Kanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. Going to kick off this week with Malaysia. Germany's next week. We did a couple episodes of Indonesia, and thanks to Single Stitch, who will be playing here in a moment, got a whole episode here full of great Malaysian bands. First time around, we played Malaysia. I think it was like half Malaysia, half Indonesia, if I'm not mistaken. So this time around, all Malaysia. This is Malaysia 1, exclusive to Malaysian bands. We are going to play a lot of really cool bands, a lot of variety in the punk. And once again, thank you to Single Stitch for that. We're going to get into this. I was going to play Single Stitch first for obvious reasons. We'll play them second. After hearing the tracks that I intend to play, I have some great, I think we'll bookend it and we'll get to the other end of that bookend at the end. But for now, we're going to focus on Pusher and their track Radio on Fire. It came out November 9th of 2009. The band started in 2000. Find them at Pusher on Facebook. And Radio on Fire came out on that 2009 release, which is called Our Beloved City of the Dead. And we're going to get to that track now, and I think you'll understand why that's a great one to kick the episode off with. So let's do some Pusher with Radio on Fire.
Good morning, Guadalupe! Of waves that rise across the land, tuned with a soul that music sounds so different than. Modern prevails and it's going monotonous, feeding the substance advertisement propagates. Roll! Ignition, explosion, here comes the free market. Restriction, unleash when you hear the fat lady sing.
Great bands in Malaysia. A lot of them are from Kuala Lumpur. Not all of them, but most of them. And maybe some of these areas are surrounding there. I don't know the geography that well there. But the next band, Single Stitch, talking about them at least half this episode. I'm going to play a couple bands, including Pusher, but a couple others that I was intending on playing. And then we'll bookend the episode with a few others that I was going to come across and sandwich all the great recommendations in between. First, it's going to be Single Stitch with their Three Chord Nights EP. There's five tracks. You can go check them out. They're streaming. I think you can go check them out on YouTube, all available there. And then also on Spotify, they are available. So we're going to be checking that out together here, one of those five tracks. It was actually officially released on Spotify, at least, on July 10th, and thereabouts was on YouTube. I played Still Alive and Kickin', and I think that was probably at the end of last year, and I don't remember if that was here on SLC Punkcast or on Punkanoid Worldwide, but I played that when that came out. So we're obviously not going to play that track. We'll play a different one. But you can go check out the band Single Stitch Facebook at Single Stitch MY over on Instagram. And an observation I noticed, a lot more bands from Indonesia and in Malaysia as well that include their stuff on YouTube. And I don't mean like other places aren't. Like when you can't find it, you can go to YouTube, because there was a lot of bands that some of their stuff I couldn't find at all, but I found it on YouTube. So, you know, that might just be coincidence, and maybe that just popped into my head and it means nothing, but an observation. If you're looking for some of these bands, YouTube might be a good place to go. Originally got the message on July 3rd about including them in that extra spot, which I did fill on the Indonesia episode, and I thought, you know what, instead of that, why don't we just do a whole Malaysia, because I haven't done one episode exclusive to Malaysia. And there we go. Here we are. Let's do it. Off of Three Chord Nights, the track from Single Stitch we're going to check out is called Bobber Boys Ballad. Here goes.
Yeah.
Bobber Boys Ballad, man, that was cool. And like I said, five total tracks, so you can go check out Still Alive and Kickin's on there if you didn't catch that when I played it before. Oi Calling, and then Hayat Dan Nawaya, Nayawa, that's probably closer, and Ayu Lawan. And I'm sure I didn't do those two very well, but the tracks are all cool. I definitely recommend you go check them out. Let's get to the next one, The Mons, the M-O-N-D-Z, Mons, out of Klang, in Malaysia. It's one of those, I'm thinking. They are at The Mons Official, M-O-N-D-Z, The Mons Official, over on Facebook and at The Mons on Instagram. They've been a band since 2017. They put out a single this year, looked like came out on January 1st to kick off the year. They put out the single Mates, and so let's check out Mates from The Mons. Here it goes. Mates, I dig that track. It's just a single, but on the lookout for more. Next, we're going to throw on the Hard Crops. I played something from Groundhog when we did Indonesia. Well, I did also feature this split with both bands on a splits episode quite some time ago, and I think these are the newer tracks from the band, though the Hardcrops does have an EP and at least one other split. I think they did a split with Brute, the band from Australia that we play a bunch. So they got a lot of other stuff you can go check out from the band. We're going to feature something from that's almost exactly, not quite, it's not quite a year old as of the day I'm doing this. July 18th of last year, Groundhog and Hardcrops put out their split EP. So not quite there yet, but it's very close. The band Hardcrops started in 2019 at The Hardcrops on Facebook and at The _ Hardcrops on Instagram. They're from Kuala Lumpur. And we are going to play a track from their release, their split, called We Are the Working Class. So let's get to it. Here we go with the Hardcrops. Stuff from the Hardcrops next, and as I said at the top, several great recommendations from Single Stitch, so shout out to the band on top of them putting out brand new stuff. First of which, we're going to try to separate this into two groups. They did for me too, bands that have been around like 90s and 2000s, been around still doing stuff, and then some newer bands. And so we're going to start with the ones that have been around, though. This band, Carburetor Dung, out of Kuala Lumpur, they actually formed way back in 1991. And I couldn't find their original stuff, but they did have Songs for Friends, and they did a revisited version. So Songs for Friends Revisited EP, it actually came out September 14th of 2024. Here's a little bit about that release and some upcoming stuff. It is a re-rendering of their debut album from 1993. Incrementally released as four EPs. This is the first EP, and I've only seen this one thus far. There's four songs from the 14 originals featured. All songs on EP 1 were reworked, re-recorded between December 2023 to May 2024. They will soon be releasing EPs 2, 3, and 4. I don't know when. I didn't see those ones yet, but be on the lookout for them. All featuring four songs from the original recording. With the final one, which is four, to include two songs written during the early 90s but have never been recorded ever. So really cool. Definitely something I am looking forward to. Find the band to follow them at carburetordung.page over on Facebook and at carburetordung over on Instagram. The track that we're going to play from part four, which is one, or part one rather, EP one, which is one of the four tracks from the original recording. I'm just stumbling over my words. Slam Safe Today is the track. Let's get to it. Here's Carburetor Dung. Safe Today, Carburetor Dung, man, that was awesome. Great thing about all those recommendations, only one of them I had played previously, Steel Toe Solutions. We played them the last time we did do that partial episode that had Malaysian bands, but none of the other ones, including the next one, The Official, who also started back in the 90s. In 98, they released Remember Yesterday. They're from Johor Bahru, or Johor Bahru. Some languages do the J as a J, and some do it as a ya. I don't know. I don't know, man. But Johor or Johor Bahru. That's in Malaysia. They are at The Official. That's what they are, The Official. They're at The Official on Facebook, so you can check them out there. Tomorrow Belongs to Us is the track, so let's get to it. Tomorrow Belongs to Us.
Oh,
The Official. That track's awesome. Terrell belongs to us. I did notice, and offhand, it was a couple days ago, I was getting ready for this. I don't remember which specific bands, but some of these more bands that have been around for a while. I'm definitely playing a lot of their older stuff, which I like to do. I like to feature, they've been around, check them out. And if they do have brand new stuff, I do like to feature that too. But in this instance, there were a handful of them that their stuff sounded more metal, even like the newer stuff compared to the older stuff. So I'm definitely featuring a lot of those older tracks, not really have any good examples of what I'm talking about, but feel free to check it out. What it made me think is, God, are these the same bands? Because the sounds were more metal enough that I was definitely puzzled on, are these the same bands or did they just all get into metal there? Did metal kind of take over in the late 2000s, early 2010s over there in Malaysia and all the oi bands and skinhead bands just get more metal, which is totally fine. But, observation. Anyway, next up, back to Kuala Lumpur for the band ACAB. They formed in 94. In 99, they put out Eastern Oi, definitely a cool album, at ACAB Malaysian Band fan page over on Facebook and at ACAB Malaysia over on Instagram. We're going to play the title track of the band, ACAB, doing ACAB. Here goes.
Somebody call on me, somebody.
UCAB bastards. Indeed. Next, we are staying in Kuala Lumpur for the band The Suspects, a.k.a. The Suspects. Just The Suspects, but also they are known as The Suspects, a.k.a. They formed in 94 as well. In 2000, they released Kami Yang Disyaki. Hopefully I got that close. At The Suspects, a.k.a. on Facebook, and at The Suspects underscore a.k.a. over on Instagram. And we're going to play that title track now, Kami Yang Disyaki. So let's go.
Sedikit pun tidak peduli, sedikit pun ang bisaki. Terus kekal di sini, tidak kali sedari lagi.
Track from the Suspects, aka, like I say, a lot of really cool tracks, the metal ones. I'm not sure if they were the right bands, but I find the tracks to definitely feel like I found the right bands. Selangor, Malaysia is where we're going next for the band Roots and Boots. We might, if we get time, we'll see at the end of the show, maybe we'll throw something else on from them. But we're going to throw on their title track from Young, Loud, and Proud. Came out in 2003. The band started in 96. They are at Roots and Boots. That's Roots with the letter N, then Boots on both Instagram and Facebook. But I also see the Roots and Boots, the ampersand. So Roots and Boots or Roots and Boots. Either way, same band. From 2003, let's get to that title track. It's cool. Let's go with Young, Loud, and Proud.
Someone who
Roots and Boots. I will say a lot of these bands putting out some lengthy tracks, man. Last handful of tracks, 454, 508, 342, 427 rather, 333. We had a 345. We still got several other tracks over 3 minutes and so forth. So not slouching on putting the music together. That's awesome. Let's get to the next band, Steel Toe Solutions. Like I said, played them before. We actually played something off of this. Kembakitan. I goofed that, I'm sure. Eastern Oi. That's the name of the album that came out in 2006. The band started in 99. They're out of Kuala Lumpur. And we're going to throw on the track Something for the Boys. And we'll do that Something for the Boys here in just a moment. First, I want you to know you can go find them over on Facebook at Steel Toe Solutions and also Steel Toe _ Solutions on Instagram. A couple of these bands throughout the episode you can go find over on Bandcamp, so feel free to do so. Follow them there. Check out their music there. There's definitely some there. Others, if you don't see them there and you don't find them on your favorite streaming, such as Apple Music or Spotify or wherever, I would recommend look them up on YouTube. You'll find them there. Like their stuff. Let them know the people are into what they are doing. Let's get to Something for the Boys from Steel Toe Solutions. Here goes. So good, man. Awesome stuff. Great bands. Still so many more to come. That was Steel Toe Solutions with Something for the Boys. Next up, we've got a couple ska bands. We're going to kind of transition our way out of the bands that started a while ago and work our way into the bands that started more recently. And by doing so. We're going to go ska band, ska band. First of which is the band Plague of Happiness. They are from, again, same place as earlier, Johor Bahru or Johor Bahru in Malaysia. They formed in 99, and in 2000, they released an album called Kawan, K-A-W-A-N. They're at Plague of Happiness on both Instagram and Facebook. They've got newer stuff as well, so I recommend you check it out. A lot of these bands have a handful of releases, so make sure you check out more from them. Let's check out the title track, Kawan, from that album. Here are Plague of Happiness. Of Happiness, that was Kawan. Man, that was cool. They've got a bunch more stuff. Like I said, go check those out. Dominion, their new album, actually just came out 2023, so I think that's their newest album. Go check that one out too. We are now into the grouping that is more recent bands. This band, Johnny Comes Lately, they put out a release April 1st of 2016, so yeah, we're fast forwarding almost 10 years now. The release they put out is Kimana Kita, which is an EP that came out in 2016. The band are found at Johnny Comes Lately, and that's J-O-H-N-Y, Johnny Comes Lately, on Facebook and on Instagram. Nice and easy to find on both. So go find them on both. They're out of Kuala Lumpur. And Kimana Kita is the track that we're going to play, the title track. So let's do it. Go find them on Bandcamp. Here goes. Couple cool ska bands towards the latter part of the middle of the episode. Johnny Comes Lately with Kimana Kita. Next up, we are going to be playing the band Idle Hands. This one's great too. They're out of Batu Pahat in Johor in Malaysia. They released just a couple years ago, September 26, 2023, so it's not even 2 years old yet. Never Get Knackered, which was a single. They are found at Idle Hands Street Punk over on Facebook and Idle Hands Street Punks over on Instagram. Make sure you go check them out. Check out that single. We are going to get to that single right now. So let's get to it. Here are Idle Hands. That was awesome. Yes, Idle Hands, Never Get Knackered is that single. Next up, had a tough time finding the last there's three recommendations left. I did find one thing from Conflict Crisis. It was definitely hard to find, but you can find the band at Conflict Crisis, all one word, Conflict Crisis _ on Instagram is where you'll find the band. I did find on YouTube their Silver Army Boot Boys. Otherwise, I didn't really find a whole lot else about them. So you can definitely go check out this. There might be, maybe there was, oh yeah, I think there was a couple other tracks. I take it back. There was like five tracks that were all over on YouTube. I didn't find too much else though. So that's where you're going to want to find them. Let's get to it. Here is Silver Army Boot Boys from Conflict Crisis.
Get us down the street. We're not drilled, we have some fun. Don't worry, cause everything's gonna be alright. Walk together in a crowd. Come on, let's join us hanging above. From Gary to Ipo, we're walking down. It's our man's in Royal Town. Taipei, Oyster, and Mandu, see that's true. Follow Kamsa and Ipo City too. Down the stadium.
Boot Boys. Man, that was cool. Make sure you go check them out. Like I said, YouTube is where you'll find that. Next is the band Arm Punk Syndicate. I wish I could play them. I don't think they have anything. The more I looked, and unfortunately, some sad news. I mean, you want to look this up yourself. I only briefly had time to get into it, but it looked like maybe at a show or something like that. The singer of this band, he was assaulted by some older, it just said older gentlemen or older people than him. I didn't get a lot of the details, but you can look up Arm Punk Syndicate and find out more details if you would like. But it looked like he was assaulted because he didn't kiss somebody's hand or something like that. I don't know the customs, so I don't know how that works out. But yeah, pretty unfortunate, and it made the news there. Arm Punk Army, there we go, is where you'll find them on Facebook, and armpunk.syndicate. On Instagram, that's S-I-N-D-I-C-I-T-C-A-T-E, rather. They started in 2018, and they list that they are in progress for their debut album. Like I said, I didn't see anything anywhere else that we could play, so another time, I'll be on the lookout for it. We're going to now move to another Malaysian band, the band No Good. Last of the recommendations from Single Stitch, so once again, shout out to Single Stitch. The band No Good released Sikalat EP, and that's lowercase C-E, then capital K-E-L-A-T, in case that makes a difference. April 23rd of 2024 is when that EP came out. Features members of Killer Calculator and Durgahu Ahayu. Maybe I got that on the second one. Anyway, Instagram is where you'll find them, at No Good Is Dead. We are going to play a track from that called No Speak English. And it gave me, I looked up one of those bands, Killer Calculator, that kind of filled in that spot for Arm Punk Syndicate as far as playing a band goes. And it's some cool post-punk, but not too far ahead of myself here. Let's get back to No Speak English from No Good.
What
was awesome. Make sure you go check out the rest. What is there, 5 tracks total? So you got to hear one of them there. I dig it. Very cool stuff. No Good is the band. Fermented Anchovy Punk Rock Sauce. That's what it says on their Bandcamp page. next up, we're going to play Killer Calculator, because I did want to round this out and I didn't have anything for Arm Punk Syndicate. So we're going to do some Killer Calculator off of their Arus, A-R-U-S, which is a split they did with Veg from Jakarta. This band, Killer Calculator, from Kuala Lumpur. So I assume No Good is from Kuala Lumpur, but I don't know for sure. This band, Killer Calculator, formed way back in 2006. They recently broke up March of 2022, but they had some music to check out. They've got some other stuff. Go over to their Bandcamp. You can check that out. Numbers in a Riot is where you'll find them on Facebook. Yes, Numbers in a Riot, all one word, will take you to Killer Calculator. And we are going to check out the track from Arus, which is Tayang Sulit. So let's go with Killer Calculator. Calculator, very cool. Tayang Sulit, I definitely recommend going and checking them out. We got just a couple left to go. Next, we're going to play the band Home Run. Go to have a couple hardcore punk bands. This is a youth crew hardcore band, Home Run, that in February of 2011, they released Your Destiny. It's on Kauai Records if you want to go check it out, which is on Bandcamp. I couldn't find anything for this band, Home Run. Other bands, like cover bands and shit like that, none of them were the band we were looking for. But the album exists. We can check out their music, and we will check this one out. It's called My Dreams from Your Destiny. Here's Home Run. Dreams, that is Home Run off of Your Destiny, Kauai Records, which is based out of France. That's where you'll find them. Next, we got No Security. I think I've played them before, but we're going to play something different this time. They have something newer. I think they had a split they put out just after the new year, but I'm actually going to go just before the new year on December 12th, 2024 for Alai Was a Rebel. That's the name of that release. They're out of Kuala Lumpur, and you can find them at No Security Punks, P-U-N-X. On Facebook, and at @NoSecurity_official over on Instagram. Multi-purpose punk, all one word. I think it's supposed to be that way. But either way, that's what we're checking out. Here's No Security.
Yeah.
security. Multi-purpose punk, indeed they are. Multi-purpose, all kinds of things. Hey, we are going to play next Oikaholics. They released Oi Spirasi's Politics Bullshit on October 27th of 2018. I didn't find any social medias for Oikaholics, but it's Oikaholix. They're from Klang in Malaysia. This track right here is Propaganda. Here goes. That was Propaganda. It's going to bring us up to the last one. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Malaysia. Once again, shout out to Single Stitch for all the recommendations, all the cool stuff that I got to check out, and along with all of you, so many great bands in Malaysia. Germany's coming up next week. This weekend, I'm doing something first time, like noise punk, egg punk, art punk, weird punk, all kind of shit that kind of fits in there, because some of it kind of goes together, and haven't really focused exclusively, like I played all those bands on something else before. So that's what it'll be this weekend. But before we do that, we'll wrap this up here. Annihilation Turbo Kids from Kuala Lumpur. They released Full of Shit EP on March 14th of 2017. Find them at Annihilation Turbo Kids on both Instagram and on Facebook. Wrapping it up here. They'll carry us out. This is some whiskey and beer.